Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, good enough to join us from that hotel in Utah. You're already there, huh, Coach? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Damon. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we just got here.
Good. Glad you landed. Nice, smooth sailing. Everything good?
Smooth sailing. Beautiful day in Salt Lake and nice quick flight.
I think you guys issued the first championship mood rings in sports history on Tuesday night. Very cool. What color is your ring right now? Which way do you have it flipped at this particular time?
I believe the blue side is up, but I admit to thinking that my ring had broken on ring night. Somebody was explaining, I think it was Rick Welts was explaining to me that you could twist the top off and then turn it over and, you know, have it be a different look. And so I did that, and then there was a piece from the inside that sort of fell, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm the first guy ever to break his ring on ring night. But apparently it was all part of the deal. So you actually have to be kind of smart to put the ring together, and I struggle with those things.
It's like a championship's Rubik's Cube almost, right?
Exactly.
So is there a color that you prefer? Do you prefer one side to the other?
Damon, the next time I look at that thing will be, I don't know, 6 months, a year.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I don't even know what color it is, but it'll be good to, you know, to pull out of the box every once in a while. But, you know, which color doesn't really matter.
That sort of neuters my next question, which was going to be for a man who's got, what, 8 rings now? 3 as a coach, 5 as a player. Do you have a favorite ring? Can you make Sophie's Choice?
I really don't, but I do want to get them all together. I've not done that yet. I've got my player rings down in San Diego in a safe deposit box, and I gotta get them all together. That would be a good photo.
By the way, we're taking bets here at the station. Who's going to be the first to lose the top half of the ring? We all have Nick Young in the player pool.
Yeah, pretty good chance of that.
Zaza obviously will get his when Detroit comes to town. JaVale, I'm guessing, will get his on Christmas. I don't know when Nick Young will come into town. And that brings us to Patrick McCaw. I mean, obviously we want to talk about who's here, not who's not here, but this is just an odd situation. Steve, can you give us any clarity as to what happened or is happening with Patrick McCaw?
Well, you know, he's a restricted free agent, as you know, so we have his rights no matter whether he accepts the contract that we've offered or not. We've been in touch with him occasionally, and you know, he's going through his own thought process, and he knows where we stand. We'd love to get him here. There's still a place for him here, and he has to just make up his mind kind of which direction he wants to go here. But we have faith that he'll be with the Warriors again, and we'll just be patient as this goes.
Steve Kerr, brought to you by Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. I thought it was really cool that on opening night, Coach, your personal almost pet project from last year, Kevon Looney, plays such a huge role, grabbing 8 offensive rebounds in an 8-point game. He had a team-high plus 23. Like, no wonder why you spent so much of last year talking about him and how important he was, and it didn't take very long this year for him to tap everyone on the shoulder and be like, yeah, I'm a big part of this still.
Yeah, he's really emerging, I think, just his own confidence and his, you know, feeling of belonging when he's out on the floor, and it's exciting. You know, he's just one of those guys you cheer for because of how hard he works, how professional he is, and I thought he was great in the season opener, and he'll continue to get plenty of minutes.
I thought it was a nice trial by fire for Damian Jones, too. The guy flashed all sorts of good signs in the opener, and he did it against Steven Adams. As you looked at the film, as you evaluated how he played, what'd you think of your young center?
Well, I thought he did really well. You know, he got to the rim on those dives after pick and roll stuff, and really did a good job finishing. He's such an incredible athlete. So it's a nice compliment. He's a nice compliment for our offense. And but he's just learning really at this level how to captain a defense and how to be part of, you know, pick and roll coverage as the center, as a guy, you know, who's in the paint generally. So there's a lot to learn, and he's absorbing everything we're throwing at him right now. So this has really been a good experience for him.
Does Jones, Looney, Bell, we all know Draymond can play the five as well, give you the deepest rotation you've ever had at the five spot? And this is obviously before DeMarcus Cousins is even in the mix.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've always been pretty deep at center because we've just had really solid players at that spot. I mean, Bogut was a great defender, and, you know, Festus Ezeli backing him up, athletic and powerful. And, you know, you look last year, all the veteran experience between David West and Zaza and JaVale. And, of course, Draymond's always played a little bit of center for us for years. So we've had a lot of depth at that spot, and we've generally played the position by committee.
Tim Roy, without a doubt, maybe the only Warrior in midseason form in that opener. I mean, it was a little sloppy there at the beginning, and that's to be expected. And then I think the officials, Steve, didn't do that game's flow any favors by calling the Warriors for 29 fouls, which was more than any called on your team at any point in time last season, playoffs included. It's a difficult night on ring night anyways to find rhythm, and then the flow of the game didn't exactly help, did it?
No, it was not our best night, but the main thing is we were able to get the victory, and that's all you really care about on ring night, especially because you got a lot of stuff going on. But it gave us a good place to start with our self-assessment, and I think we know we're fouling too much, and we didn't execute well enough offensively, but it's game one, and we're kind of reestablishing who we are with a lot of new players, and it'll take some time, but I'm really excited about the team.
Is there a personality difference with all the personalities and new personalities that you have in the room? Does your team feel a little bit different? Does it walk into the room differently? Does it laugh differently? Does it go through anxiety a little bit differently with all these new voices in the room?
I think it's more subtle than that. You know, you still have the core six guys who, you know, have been here a while, you know, with Sean and Andre plus the four All-Stars. You know, you got a lot of guys who were dominant last year, but the peripheral players, the bench unit, the young guys, yeah, those voices have changed. Those faces have changed a little bit, and so it's fun. It's kind of what makes coaching interesting, is you get different personalities, and each team is, you know, slightly different from the last one, and it's fun to see those differences.
Steve Kerr, Golden State Warrior head coach here on 95.7 The Game. Third quarter domination defined you all last year. That wasn't the case on Tuesday. The Thunder won that quarter by six. Steve, what's wrong?
Oh, we got to fix it somehow, some way.
This is where you throw Ron Adams under the bus if you'd like to.
Well, it was Ron's scout, so yeah, we'll blame Ron.
Utah Jazz coming up tomorrow. This is an interesting team. I think Quinn Snyder, this guy can coach. What do you expect from the Jazz tomorrow? If not tomorrow, really this season?
Well, they are a really deep team. You know, just watching their game last night against Sacramento, you're struck by, you know, the guys coming in off the bench are really talented and have been productive players for a long time. So, you know, the talent, it goes deep. Their starting lineup is fantastic. You know, Mitchell is an emerging star, and Ingles is a really fun player to watch. And as you mentioned, they're well coached. They really execute their stuff, and they're a hard team to play. They gave us trouble last year, and this will be a really tough game, but it's fun. It'll be fun to test ourselves on the road against a really good team.
There's no doubt that Draymond lives for matchups, but I'm guessing he really gets fired up when it's a defensive player of the year candidate taking on a defensive player of the year candidate. He sees Rudy Gobert there and thinks, all right, let's do this, right?
Yeah, all these guys are proud and they want to win. They want to play well. They want to show the world what they can do. And that's what makes this such a fun league to watch. There's just so much talent, and one night to the next, guys are really trying to show their skills and what they're about. So I'm sure that'll be a game Draymond wants to play well.
How do you kill a Thursday night in Utah? You guys going out to dinner?
Yeah, we've got a great dinner spot here. We're having a team dinner. I'm not going to tell you.
No, you shouldn't.
It's called because kind of like our privacy. But we got a great spot. We'll have a team dinner and relax, and then shoot around tomorrow morning, and get ready to play tomorrow night.
Privacy really is the new VIP for celebrities and sports stars, isn't it? Really, I mean, it seems like with all the cameras that are pointed, social media, everything, the single biggest thing to offer, I think, the rich and famous now isn't a new platform to be photographed on, but it's the notion of privacy.
Yeah, it's tough to even trust that it exists either with everything that's being recorded and taped and everything else. You have to be on your guard out there these days. It's a little different than the old days, but our guys do a great job with that, and they're able to live their lives and just keep going and keep moving smoothly. And, they can handle themselves really well.
My parents had a dinner time rule, no TV at dinner time. Will you have a TV on? Will you be checking out LeBron James tonight during dinner?
My parents had the exact same rule, by the way. In fact, no TV. We went beyond that. No TV Monday through Thursday.
Wow.
Kerr family. Yeah. Yeah, that did not make me happy, especially when Monday Night Football was on.
Not I would imagine. Happy. No sports exceptions?
Nope. But once in a while. As long as my dad was on board, we were good. But it was a different time back then. You didn't have games on night in and night out. It was kind of a special thing when there was a sporting event on TV. It was kind of more like a once-a-week type thing.
Well, hey, always great to talk to you, Steve. We'll let you get out of here. We won't do here's the deal this year. We won't do any give me some no thank you when you're on the road because we want you to get to dinner. But I do have one more question, and you sort of dodged a little whether you're not having an eye on LeBron and the Lakers tonight in Portland. I'll just say this. If I'm Luke Walton, I think I've already called you. I've already called Mike Brown asking about what's it like to coach LeBron. Does one even coach LeBron James?
Oh, well, I mean, that's not my question. You just nailed it. That's the question for Eric Spoelstra or Mike Brown or Luke. But I do know Luke does his homework, and Luke knows exactly what he's doing. They're gonna get along fine. It's impossible not to get along with Luke. But it's exciting to see, and we'll be watching at the restaurant. I don't have a TV rule for the team. That was just my parents.
Okay. Well, there's no doubt. You're the parent in the room of this team. And thank you very much always for joining us, Steve. Really appreciate it. Have a great dinner tonight and good luck tomorrow against the Jazz.
Great. All right. Thanks, Damon.
Thank you very much. Warrior head coach Steve Kerr. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.